Lindholm Roofing has appointments available now to provide you a complete roofing, siding, gutter, and tuck pointing inspection. Call 773-283-7675 or lindholmroofing.com. Tell them that Lou sent you. Lindholm Roofing. Their family has your family covered.
Ho, ho, ho!
Who the heck are you?
What are you talking about? I'm Santa Claus.
No, you're not.
Why, of course I am!
You disgust me. How can you live with yourself?
Just cool it, Zippy.
You sit on a throne of lies.
Look, I'm not kidding.
You're a fake. You stink.
I think you're gonna have a good Christmas, all right?
You smell like beef and cheese. You don't smell like Santa.
I love beef and cheese, but I don't want my Santa Claus to smell like it. Good morning. House Smarts Radio. With me, Lou Manfredini. This hour of our show is sponsored by Dykstra Home Services and Ace Hardware. 877-213-4-LOU. 877-213-4568 is our phone number. Good morning, Lindsay. Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Don.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning. You stepped away when Joe was giving a sports report about your alma mater, Arizona State.
Oh, yes.
And there was like some high scoring game.
Great scoring game.
Right.
Yes.
Lindsay, I didn't know you went to Arizona State.
I did. Sun Devil.
She's doing the thing right now.
Yes.
The Forkum.
Right. Forkum. Right.
That's right.
Joe, can I ask you a question? And Don, maybe you've heard this too. Did I hear some crazy concocted story where Hochberg and John Williams are shaving your head?
Yeah, what's going on with this?
What is going on there?
That's only part of the story. This was David Hochberg's little brainchild.
Right.
So, yeah,
how is it that we're not shaving his head?
Right. Right. Well, of course, I mean, I've been growing it since the pandemic.
Right.
I've only gotten it trimmed like twice since March.
I mean, you're on the verge of locks of love at this point. You could probably cut it and donate the hair.
Yeah. No, and I've definitely thought of that, too. But apparently the deal is if we raise $50,000 for the Salvation Army through John Williams' website or, you know, his segment of the whole thing.
Which is awesome.
Yeah. Then I will get a haircut. If it goes up to $75,000, I will get a buzz cut. And if the people...
Okay, wait. I'm trying to understand this. In other words, is there pressure to get a haircut? Like, is Mrs. Brand saying, Joe, your hair's too long?
Mrs. Brand is not a fan of this. She likes the hair this long. I do too, but...
So she's a fan of the long hair. Because for her, it's like she's... got a boyfriend because you've never had hair this long.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah. She's calling me a different name and everything.
Right.
No, I'm kidding.
Jimmy, come here, Jimmy.
But if it does go up,
it's so funny. She's calling you Don, but keep going.
But if it does go up to $100,000, I get to keep my locks.
$100,000.
Yeah. Well, this is
make
David
no
Hochberg.
Small plans.
Yeah. Yeah. This is David Hochberg's optimism as always. So yeah, I mean, I'm not big enough to turn down charity. So of course I've obliged and, honestly, the way I look at it, I only lose this situation if it gets to 75 and I have to get the buzz cut because I haven't gotten a crew cut since probably fourth grade.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah,
good luck, I bet.
I don't know. And like, I finally started looking older, you know, with the hair and everything and kind of some facial hair. People are like, oh, you look older. I'm like, great. I've been trying to accomplish this for years now. Mm-hmm. And now Hochberg wants to ruin all that. But it's in the name of charity. So, of course, let's go.
Well, I think that I know that, you know, over the years, David has helped out John Williams with his fundraiser. I know he usually does like a kind of a radiothon, which I believe is going to be, is it this coming Wednesday?
It's Wednesday the 16th, yes.
Right. And David's always been very generous helping John with that, both financially and John. I love John. He's a terrible fundraiser, so he definitely needs David's help. And and John will admit that to anyone, you know. He's like, oh, yeah, give what you can. You know, if you got a quarter. No, we don't want a quarter. So that's very nice. So I guess our goal for you, what we're wishing for, is that you don't have to get a haircut at all, which means they raised $100,000.
Correct. Yeah. And I've already said, if it gets to the 75 range and I'm very close to getting a buzz cut, I'll just take out a loan from David Hochberg and get up to $100,000.
Right. Interest rates are low.
Exactly.
Right. Hochberg's ultimate goal the entire time.
Yeah,
really.
He's like, I just need him to refinance. I just need Bill Brand's business.
It's conniving. It's a conniving guy.
Kind of genius, though, when you think about it.
It really is. Props. All right. Well, we will stay tuned, and we'll be listening for that coming up a little bit later on. 877-213-4LOU. I have something real quick before we get started. I did something this week that I have never done in my 25 years at WGN Radio. I went out to the WGN Radio transmitter. Anyone?
Your pictures were very cool.
Okay, Don and Joe and Bob Ferguson, of course, has been there. This is the cool. We should be having a picnic out there because it's like such a giant piece of property.
Nice.
You just got to stay away from the antenna because it's like 30,000 volts.
Whoa.
So other than that, I mean, you'll all have Lindsay. If you went out there, you'd have like a bouffant hairdo, you know, with the,
good,
all
I could
the
use a little volume,
right? A little
days.
Volume right there. But the building that the transmitter was built in 1939. It's like a bomb shelter. Not only is it like a bomb shelter, there is a bomb shelter in the building. Listen to this.
Whoa.
Okay, in the world that we live in, okay, do you know if there was some natural, or not even natural, some terrible disaster, which I'm not wishing on, WGN Radio, our radio station, has some designation like GL1 or something like that. All radio stations have to tune to our frequency for us to give emergency information.
Wow. From the fallout shelter?
Correct. Wait, it gets better. So in the basement of this building that's built like a brick, you know what? There's this small little room. It's like out of a movie. This big steel door, Don, that you open up.
Yes.
There's bunk beds.
It's a vault. This
bring your own linens.
This is a human
There's
vault.
A bunk bed. And there's even a escape hatch. Wait, it gets better. There are Geiger counters in it.
Yes. That's wonderful.
A Geiger counter, Lindsay, is if there was an atomic bomb to check the radiation. Like if the people that were brought... Right, so there's... By the way, if there was a... I would say John Williams would be the guy we would send there, right? Because he's skinny, he could fit down the hatch with Joe.
And we don't need to raise any money at the time.
And we don't need to raise any money. And there's bunk beds, so you and John could be there.
Bunk up.
There's a console set up with a microphone, like, ready to go.
No way.
And what was interesting is there's a turntable, right? And there happened to be a Henry Mancini album laying there right as well. So John, with the Sunday Standards, could just play over that one album of Henry Mancini over and over again. But it was the coolest thing. Bill Murdoch, who's our chief engineer, he was like a kid in a candy store showing me all the stuff, right? And here's this, and there's all this cool stuff. The speakers that are on the wall, like when you're there, WGN Radio is playing, right? Obviously, it's the transmitter. And the speakers on the wall are like speakers from 1939, wooden, kind of on an angle, hanging on the wall. It's the coolest thing you ever want to see.
Is the microphone like a 1930s like broadcast mic? So
there were some they had updated them, but there were some there in like old time headphones, you know, that Walter Cronkite would wear.
Yes,
so cool,
man.
But then
this
here's the best part. Remember the WGN Walk of Fame?
Oh,
where
yeah.
All of us got a bunch of us got inducted, you know, into the Walk of Fame.
Easy with the all of us,
right? I was like, whoa, what did I miss?
All of us have been around a long time. Bill Murdoch went and jackhammered the squares out of the concrete by the Tribune Tower, literally with a chisel and a sledgehammer. And like the WGN van is there with a strewn with concrete like on the back of it. And all of the pads are just lying on the grass at the transmitter.
Wow.
which by the way, I found mine. I'm right next to Orion.
I did see the picture of that. I thought they were like replica. I didn't know.
They're not replicas.
The real deal right there.
I just also love the idea of an apocalyptic, deserted Chicago and then hearing John Williams doing, hey, let's do the bright side of life.
Right. And now here's a hit from Henry Mancini.
Yo, I will be the doorman in that shelter. I just want to open that vault door up and close
it
over and over
again. So cool. It is so cool. And I'm looking at this big piece of property and I'm going,
oh my God, we should have like a giant picnic out here with the listeners.
Love
Just
that.
Don't touch the antenna.
The only way that gets better is if there's a tunnel connected to a Jewel so that you can get food and stuff.
Well, right, that would be good. But, you know, we could get DoorDash.
Yes, yes, DoorDash. There we go. Post-apocalypse.
Okay, all right, let me tell you, let's do this. But we don't have our do, really? Do you want me to do that? I guess I've been talking a lot. No, I want to take a call. 877-213-4LOU, 877-213-4568. Am I taking John? Is that right? Okay, let me get to John here real quick because I'm talking about the transmitter. Our first caller, by the way, is sponsored by bathfitter.com/Lou. Hey, John, good morning. You're on House Smarts Radio.
Good morning, Lou. excuse me. We're about to buy a lake house, and it's outfitted with electric baseboard heat. And I basically just want to go in. The units are a little bit old, and I want to go in and upgrade them. And I was just wondering if you had an opinion or advice on those units. I know there's hydronic and there's just straight electric. And I just wondered what your thoughts were on that.
If you're gonna upgrade them, I would go with the ones that have the the sealed oil chambers or it's a hydronic. It's not water.
Yeah.
But because then that costs more. Obviously, if you're going to stick with the electric baseboard heat, it costs more to buy those units to retrofit them. But you now get residual heat like you would with a regular radiator. Heats up the oil. Once it gets to temperature, it shuts itself down. But you still get that residual heat going. Like, right.
Yeah.
And so, electric heat, is not the it's actually very efficient, right? Because the energy that goes in goes out, but when it's off, it's off. When it's on, it's on. And so if the budget allows, I would 100% recommend doing the hydronic units and just make sure that the wiring is all updated and the circuits and everything going to there are set to go as well.
That sounds good. Any particular brand you're fond of?
I don't have a brand off of the top of my head. What I would do is, most of the time you have to go to an electrical supply house to get those units, not a not a big box. I'd go to a electrical supply house near there that can give you. I'll have to think about that, about the brands. Maybe I'll keep listening and I'll see if I can find something. If I see a brand out there, I don't have one off the top of my head that comes to mind, but keep listening. 877-213-4LOU is our phone number. Hey, for many, coming home for the holidays is filled with traditions. If you miss home or a visit from someone special this year, there's still one holiday tradition you can count on: Lou Malnati's Taste of Chicago. It ships famous deep dish pizzas nationwide, plus Windy City favorites like Portillo's Beef, Garrett's Popcorn, and more. Visit loutogo.com or call 800-LOU-TO-GO to deliver the flavors of home. Hungry already? Treat yourself to deep dish at one of Lou's locations or visit loumelnatis.com to order online. Well, the holidays are here. Your local Chevy dealers are making your season even brighter with the Chevy employee discount for everyone. The price you pay is what they pay, not a cent more. It's the perfect time to drive home in a Chevy Silverado that's built to handle the toughest conditions. With its four-wheel drive, traction control, you'll be driving in a Chicago winter wonderland. No problem. It's available also with OnStar navigation. It gets you anywhere you want to go in safety and comfort. Chevy Silverado is the most dependable, longest-lasting, full-size pickup on the road. Now, during the Chevy employee discount for everyone, get over $8,400 in total savings on a 2020 Silverado Crew Cab LT All-Star Z71. Big savings you don't want to miss this holiday season. See your Chicagoland and Northwest Indiana Chevy dealer today, or go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for details on the Chevy employee discount for everyone. The price you pay is what they pay, not a cent more. Make your holiday bright with a brand new Chevrolet.
Happy holidays from Lou and crew. Now back to Lou Manfredini and House Smarts Radio.
877-213-4LOU. 877-213-4568. By the way, 2020 marks my 25th anniversary here at WGN Radio. Started back in 1995 as a guest on the Bob Collins Show. And in honor of my anniversary, well, we're giving you a chance to win some of my favorite things. Each week, we'll feature a different product or service that you can win. Congratulations to the 7 winners of last week's prize, who all received a Never Measure set, which includes the standard and large versions of the Never Measure picture hanging tool. This week is a gift that keeps on giving, the Marconi Brand Foods Gold Membership. It will ship to our winner every other month for 1 year and features Marconi treats and recipes that aren't just for lunch or dinner. How about kickstarting your morning with Marconi Giardiniera Egg Muffins? Oh, that sounds so good. Marconi Brand is a Chicago staple for over 120 years and can be delivered right to your door. To enter, visit WGNRadio.com/contest. That's WGNRadio.com/contests. Now, this contest ends tomorrow, Sunday at 11:59 p.m., so get your entry in today. It's sponsored by Marconi Brand. Order and find product information at marconi-foods.com. And stay tuned next week when we announce the winner and our next favorite things. 877-213-4LOU, 877-213-4568 is our phone number. One thing I wanted to mention, too, as we get your calls. Well, I'll mention this when I come back. Let's talk to Greg, who is on line one. Hey, Greg, good morning. You're on HouseSmarts Radio.
How are you? Good morning, guys.
How may I help you, sir?
Yeah, I'm looking. I got grease stains on my garage floor. It's an epoxy coated, and I just want to know how to get it up, cleaned up.
And have you tried anything yet? Is it grease from the car?
No, there's a stove out there, and I cook.
Oh.
And the grease kind of spills over, so it's kind of cooking grease.
Got it. All right.
And I've scrubbed it with a scrubber with detergent, but it just won't come up.
All right. Let's try one of the best degreasers out there is a product called Challenger.
And Challenger, okay.
You can find that at the hardware store in a spray bottle. Now, this is super strong stuff. So, you know, I'll tell people all the time, when it comes to using cleaners like this, especially degreasers, you want to allow them to work. But because this is so strong, I want you to squirt this on full strength from the spray bottle and let it sit there for 5 minutes, not anything more than five minutes, because I don't want it to start to eat up the epoxy. Then use a stiff brush, you know, a stiff scrubbing brush on there that that you can really scrub, and then, you know, use some clean water to clean it all up. But that Challenger should do it no problem.
Challenger. Okay, sounds good, man.
You got it. Hey, Greg, and we're going to send you out a HouseSmarts radio hat sponsored by Cobblestone Remodeling, Chicagoland's premier design build company for kitchens, baths, additions, siding, and windows. If you're working remotely and don't have enough room, let Cobblestone Remodeling create the ideal workspace for your home. Visit cobblestoneremodeling.com or call 773-661-0606. During the break, I had a chance to look at that gentleman that called with the lake house with the electric heaters. I wanted to double check because one of the electric heaters that I have used for years in as a builder was a manufacturer called Cadet, C-A-D-E-T. And I wanted to just make sure that they did, in fact, make hydronic oil-filled radiators, and they do. There's a bunch of brands that you'll see that you can find in the big boxes. Cadet typically is a brand you only find at electrical supply houses. It's a long-standing electric heater brand. It's been around for years. And if you were going to choose one, like I need to make a choice, I have zero issue giving you the recommendation about Cadet electric oil-filled radiators that you would mount on the walls. Okay, we need to take a quick break, and we'll be back right after this.
You're listening to Lou Manfredini and HouseSmarts Radio.
If you want some candy, I'll bring you the candy. Shake hands with Santa Claus.
Welcome back.
I love you, and
Lou Manfredini, HouseSmarts Radio.
Some candy and flowers and everything.
877-213-4LOU is our phone number. 877-213-4568.
I love you.
This is Judy in Elk Grove. Hey, Judy, good morning.
Good morning, Lou. How are you?
I'm good. Have you ever driven by the WGN transmitter? Because it's in your neck of the woods.
Yes, it's on Rowling. I know exactly where it is.
I know. It is amazing. I want to have a huge picnic. We would have so much, there's plenty of parking. And then I was saying to Bill
Murdoch,
there's
a lot of room.
Yeah. I go, why don't we get some livestock out here? Like they could have goats and cows, and it's a huge piece of property.
It's amazing, isn't it? And all that's there is that tower, which is kind of funny.
I know. How may I help you?
Okay. Last year we had our bathroom redone. We purchased the vanity from Costco. So it's like gray on the bottom and the double sink. The surface, I believe, is quartz. What I've noticed since last year is I'm getting spots on it. And it's not like they're raised spots where there's any kind of material on it, but I can notice it that it's dull in those areas. And I don't know what it's from or how to fix it.
So it was like a one-piece deal. And do you know,
yes,
what are you cleaning this with normally?
Just like normal bathroom cleaner, nothing with bleach in it or anything.
Mm-hmm. But when you put your fingernail on it, are you feeling it, or does it feel like it's
in
the quartz?
It looks like it's in the quartz because it's not shiny in those areas.
Well, okay, I've seen those cabinets and those tops that Costco sells. You know, they're kind of like one of these in and out deals where like, oh, here's a vanity and here's a, you know, and they obviously do a nice job there. You know, that kind of stuff in the future when you do your next bath. Our sponsor, a builder supply outlet that you hear Lindsay talk about, they have really good quality stuff. And I would argue that they could probably match, if not be better than the Costco price. Here's what I would try before I actually go back to Costco. I mean, you know, one of the things, you know, if you truly did not use anything wrong, it could be some sort of substandard quartz material that is just not the best. But here's what I have learned about quartz. You know the product Scrubbing Bubbles?
Yes.
It is an amazing cleaner for quartz if you have staining or problems with it, like, and I'll give you an example. I've been known to make a Manhattan every now and then, you know, just to take the stress away from life. Maybe a nightly. Anyway, but we redid our kitchen a few years ago, and we now have white quartz countertops. And when you make a Manhattan, you use bitters, which bitters is a very, you know, it's a very dark red orangey color.
Right.
And if I spill a little bit on there and you walk away, I've noticed I come back the next day, and if I didn't wipe it down, it's like, wow, it's really hard to get these bitters off of the top. And that's weird because it's non-porous. Scrubbing Bubbles.
Mm-hmm.
Scrubbing Bubbles. 5 minutes, wipes away.
Okay.
So I want you to try the Scrubbing Bubbles. If that does not do anything, because it could be some discoloration on the top, which is why you're not seeing the shine. But if that's not an issue, honestly, I would go back to Costco and find out. And I would also tell you, Judy, do a little online search to find out if other people have posted this problem as well.
Okay, because the company I know is out of Canada. That's the brand name. And I wasn't sure if I should kind of reach out to them and say, you know, this is a problem I'm having.
I think they would probably prefer that because they don't want Costco to know about that. And so maybe if in fact you have that information, I would do that first. If you don't get any... Go ahead.
Okay. Should I try the Scrubbing Bubbles first before I reach out to that company?
You will not hurt it. And I think that if you squirt that on there and then you use a little, you know, mild Scotch-Brite pad or plastic scrubber just to scrub it and then wipe it away, if it makes it better, then we're golden. If it doesn't make it better, then we start talking with them and go that route. You know, when you're trying to supply somebody like a Costco, right, and they go to some company in Canada or wherever they go, right? I mean, and they do have very good vendors. They do a really nice job, and they take care of their customers. But they got to produce a lot of them, and so stuff can slip through the cracks, and sometimes quartz is a manufactured material. Maybe it's just a bad top, and maybe the guys in Canada say, you know what, ma'am, we'll send you a new top.
Okay. So when I put the scrubbing bubbles on, I just put it on, let it sit for 5 minutes, and then use some type of a plastic sponge or something non-abrasive, correct?
100%.
Okay, thank you so much, and have a great holiday.
Yeah, you too. Happy holidays as well. 877-2134-LOU. This is Tom, who's in Wheaton. Tom, good morning. You're on House Smarts Radio.
Good morning, Lou. How are you?
I'm doing great. What's going on?
Good. A quick question on water heaters. We've got, long story short, we've got two 40-gallon water heaters connected to each other. One serves as the backup to the other. Jacuzzi, fill-up, tubs, all the rest of that. Should we be draining these periodically, you know, once a year or whatever, to clean them out, or don't touch that?
How old are they?
I'd say they're probably 7 or 8 years old.
And you've never drained them before?
No.
Yeah. So here's sort of my rule of thumb. If you're going to do the draining, you have to do it right away, meaning that I have my water heaters installed, life is great, and I'm going to start draining them every 6 months or every year, minimum. After 7, 8 years, whatever sediment is built up at the bottom of the tank, you're not going to get much out of there. I will tell you that when you do go to replace these, you know, the average life of a water heater is about 10 years old. You really are a candidate for an on-demand water heater, especially if you have a jacuzzi tub.
Yes. Yep, that's kind of what we're thinking.
And when
we're getting close.
And so now you eliminate the two. I mean, and quite frankly, with two 40-gallon water heaters set up in tandem, okay, I don't know if they're, do you know if they're high recovery or if they're just standard? Do you have any idea?
Just standard.
Okay, so they're probably each 40,000 BTUs a piece, right? Somewhere around there. So you've got 80,000 BTUs. If you went with an on-demand that can handle your jacuzzi tub and another, shower, you know, multiple fixtures, you've got something that when it's operating is probably more like 90,000, maybe even 100,000 BTUs when it's operating. But when it's off, like right now you and I are talking, it's off.
Yep.
And you can fill the jacuzzi tub and be like, oh, my gosh, I'm taking a bath. It's wonderful. And then you get done. And then, you know, is there a Mrs. Tom?
There is.
She can go take a bath right after you and not have to wait for hot water to come through. So I wouldn't waste your time draining them now. But if you're planning to do an on-demand water heater, remember, you always get a better price on a water heater when you plan that replacement as opposed to, I need hot water, I need a plumber right now. You know what I mean?
Right. Great point. Thank you very much.
You got to have a great day. Appreciate you calling this morning. 877-213-4LOU, 877-213-4568. We'll take a quick break and be back right after this.
Merry Christmas, Chicago.
As more of us are hanging out at home this holiday season, that's more time to decorate. And you know what that means, more stuff to hang. You'll likely have heard me talk about Never Measure before, right? It's one easy-to-use tool that helps you hang your artwork and other home decorating projects. Well, it always seems like a great idea. And now Never Measure was selected as the 2020 Global Design and Innovation Award winner by the International Housewares Association. So, all those people looking for a unique holiday gift idea that is handy or not so handy decorator, get them the Never Measure, the one tool that easily centers spaces and levels items to make it simple to hang. Pictures, mirrors, other home fixtures. It may even help keep peace and harmony in your household when doing home projects together. No guarantee on that. It's veteran-owned. It's made right here in the USA. Never Measure is available at your local Ace Hardware, Do It Best, and Berlin's House of Tools, or online at nevermeasure.com. Try it once, and you'll never, ever, ever want to be without a Never Measure again. Come on, wake up.
Now back to Lou Manfredini and House Smarts Radio.
The snow is snowing. The wind is blowing.
Welcome back.
Prancer.
But I can't.
What's that?
Prancer.
Prancer, me.
It's kind of what you look like right now.
I love this music. I love dancing
around.
877-2134-LOU. You know,
soft
Lindsay.
Shoeing.
Right. You know that old adage of marry somebody that makes you laugh and that you'll be married for the rest of your life? I mean, that goes both ways, right? Whether you're a man or a woman or you're men and men or women or whatever. The person you're going to marry, you want to make sure that they make you laugh. Joe, do you make Mrs. Brand laugh? Do you give her? Does she get a chuckle out of you?
I like to think so, yeah.
All right. My wife is a beautiful, smart woman. She is a smart, beautiful woman. I've been married to her for 30 years, and she cracks me up. So, and part of the thing, some of the times that the funniest thing happens is when we first wake up in the morning. Now, my wife is a morning person. I'm a morning person for the most part, but she's a morning person. She's up, she always gets up earlier than me if I don't have to get up for something. And so, for instance, there was a few weeks ago that I think Michigan, didn't Michigan play a football game where they won in like quadruple overtime or something like that, Joe?
When?
Remember that?
Recently?
When? This year. They played somebody.
Yeah, of course.
So anyway, so they were playing, and she was watching the game. And, you know, our son went to Michigan, so of course our money went to Michigan. And so now we're Michigan fans, which is not easy. Jim Harbaugh's not doing us any favor. And, like, I woke up that morning, and I'm, walking to the bathroom, you know, as you would do first thing in the morning. And my wife says, just, like, under her breath, like, I think she's asleep. Michigan won that game in quadruple overtime. Like, she just throws that out there. Like, that's the line. I mean, that's just funny, right? So the other morning, I think during this pandemic, it's hard to sleep. Like, I find myself waking up a lot. You know, I go right back to sleep, but I find myself waking up a lot. And the other morning, we got up, and I was like, man, I just did not, you know, I just keep waking up. Turn over, look at the clock, waking up. And I go back to sleep, but I'm waking up. And so my wife says, well, at least you're not shopping on Anthropology. I go, wait, you wake up and you're shopping on Anthropology? She goes, yeah, it was 40% off. That never happens.
Good for her. I like her style.
So she's awake at like 2 in the morning shopping at Anthropology.com, saving 40%. Hey. How do you argue with that?
Exactly.
877-213-4LOU. 877-213-4568 is our phone number. Let's get back to the phone lines. This is Chris calling in this morning. Chris, good morning. You're on House Smarts Radio.
Good morning, Lou. I just want to praise you and thank you for a tip you recently gave on House Smarts about the Instaflow drain cleaner.
It worked for you?
Oh, boy, did it ever. And I felt so relieved. I cannot tell you.
Oh, that's so nice. It really does work if you follow the directions. And if you've got a clog that with a slow-running drain, I think that people will be really happy with the results.
Oh, now you hear it on both sides going down, and it's beautiful. My daughter also bought me the green
green gobbler.
Yeah, the green gobbler too. I told her to buy. There's three of them. I want the first two, and it really worked. But that's not my question. My question: some years ago, I listened to a House Smart show where you had a woman come in, and she remodeled the bathtub where she made a space in it for me to walk in, and with the same tub, not getting rid of the tub at all.
I remember that they would come and retrofit an existing tub, and I believe that if the company is still around, I haven't spoken with them in a long time. Do you have a pen or a pencil?
Oh, yes.
All right. I believe the name of the company is Tub, Hub, and Tile in Skokie.
Tub, Hub, and Tile.
Tub, Hub.
Oh, Tub, Tub, and Tile.
No. Tub, T-U-B.
Right.
Hub, H-U-B.
Oh, Hub.
And Tile.
Okay.
And I believe, Chris, they're in Skokie.
Skokie, Cicero.
Well,
but no, this she cut a space where was your existing tub.
Yeah, I do remember that, and I believe the company. I believe the company's based in Skokie, and I mean, you could certainly give them a call and you know, companies like that, they're not like hairstylists, right? They have to go to the work. They don't have the work come to them. So maybe they'll come to Cicero. I don't know. You can give them a try. Chris, thanks so much for the phone call. Let's see if we can get one more call in here. This is Bob, who's calling in from Atlanta. Hey, Bob, good morning.
Good morning. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I had the speaker on. I appreciate it. I had a press conference. I don't know if you got it or not yet. On my built-in microwave.
Hold on. Hey, Bob.
I'm here to handle this.
Hey, Bob. Yeah. Get right in that phone because I'm getting a lot of wind noise from you.
Okay. Okay, I'll go.
Go on the glass.
Oh, poor Bob. He was walking, and I lost him. I'm sorry, Bob. All right, well, let's do this. We need to take a quick break. Our phone number is 877-213-4LOU, 877-213-4568. You're listening to House Smarts Radio with me, Lou Manfredini. We'll be back right after this. Hey, does your pet suffer from joint stiffness, mobility issues, or anxiety? Then try Herbal Active Pet Serenity Snacks. Enhancing the effects of CBD extract for your pet. They're all natural, lab-tested, and THC-free. They have three delicious flavors for large and small dogs and cats, too. Go to WGNCBD.com, order today. You get 30% off. Just use promo code LOU30. Try them out. They have a money-back guarantee. I mentioned to you that we used to give these to our sweet dog, Enzo, and it changed his life. Unbelievable how much better he moved around, and he used to have a tough time like getting up, and we were really it probably prolonged his life and his quality of life for more than a year, which we were so thankful for. So go to WGNCBD.com, promo code LOU30 for 30% off. That's WGNCBD.com.
City sidewalks, busy sidewalks, dressed in holiday style.
After 40 years in Palatine, the Misericordia Twice Blessed Thrift Shop is closing its doors, but Misericordia wants to offer the public one last chance to purchase items. Misericordia has partnered with Sheridan Estate Sales, a qualified estate sales service company, to manage the sale. The sale will take place December 14th through the 20th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at 27 East Northwest Highway in Palatine. Misericordia is so grateful to the many people who volunteered their time in the Twice Blessed gift shop throughout the years. Thank you so much. If you'd like more information, you can go to Misericordia.com. That's Misericordia.com. And by the way, I've got a couple of Twist and Seal Holiday Light Combo Safety Packs to give away today. Twist and Seal Minis and the Twist and Seal Cord Protect your outdoor extension cord connections from rain and snow and keep them dry all season long. With Twist and Seal, find Twist and Seal at your local hardware store or online at twistandseal.com. So the seventh person that texts to the 312-981-7200 number, 312-981-7200 number, if you text, you smell like beef and cheese, the seventh texter will get the Twist and Seal package.
On that note, Lou, I wanted to say all Wisconsin Santas do smell like beef and cheese.
Good point. But that's a good smell.
Love it.
It's time now for WGN Radio News.
What list?
It's making a list.
Checking it twice.
You want to find out who's not your
house. And you better watch out, you better not cry, you better not bow, I'm telling you why, Santa Claus is coming to town.
Welcome back. This hour of House Smarts Radio, sponsored by Ace Hardware. 877-213-4LOU is our phone number. 877-213-4568. This is Dorothy calling in from Westmont. Hi, Dorothy.
Hi, Lou. I'm a longtime listener. Love your show.
Oh, you're so kind. Thank you so much. How may I help you this morning?
Well, I was wondering, who would I call to clean out my dryer vent?
Well, okay, a couple choices there. Some HVAC companies, because it's a vent, offer that service, and so you could check with them. But also, in the Chicagoland area, actually in select areas across the country, Ace Hardware now has a corporately owned handyman service that they have regional groups of people doing work, and Chicago is one of those areas. And so if you went to your local Ace and you asked them about the Ace handyman service, they could provide you with a card and a phone number, and you would call them, and they would definitely offer that service to you.
Okay, would I call your store in Villa Park?
You could, and we could get you that information. It's a total separate, it's a part of Ace Hardware, but it's not associated, you know, specifically with the stores. In other words, they're not our employees, but you could absolutely call that company, and we could you could call the Villa Park store, and we'd get you that number.
Okay, but it would be somebody that would be reliable?
100%. And it's backed by Ace Hardware. So the nice thing about that is, you know, while there's plenty of very reputable handy man and handy, I like handy person, because it could be men or women working there. But the fact that you have Ace behind it, you know that you have this, you know, large company that is reputable and will take good care of you.
Oh, great. So this handyman service, do they do like a lot of different jobs?
Anything a handyman service would do, right? So, you know, you need a, what I will tell you a lot of times is, you know, if you're going to hire somebody for a specific job like that, and it's particular if it's a handyman service like the Ace Handyman Services, you know, they're insured and licensed and everything. Make a list of all the things, just like Santa Claus. Get that done, because if you're going to have them there for a period of time, hey, we're going to clean out your vent, and then Dorothy, if you want, we can adjust that door, and, you know, you want a new doorknob put on, they can do all of that for you.
Oh, wow. Okay, that is very good to know. Thank you so much.
You got it. We aim to please here on House Smarts Radio. 877-213-4LOU is the phone number. This is Denise in Des Plaines. Hi, yes. Denise.
Good morning, Lou.
How may I help you?
I have a nice quartz countertop in my kitchen. And the other day I was in my dishwasher trying to fish out a broken plate. And I looked up and the underside of the countertop is not finished. And right where it hangs over the dishwasher, it was full of mold.
Mm-hmm. That's not uncommon that the backside of the quartz is unfinished, and if your dishwasher evacuates the steam and stuff, the hot air in the front there, that can occur, but it's not deep inside there. Did you clean Did you clean it already?
Yes, I had a bathroom cleaner for mold and mildew, and they took it right off.
Yep. Perfect. You know what? That will be. I'll tell you what. This is something. This is my OCD, and right now, if I tell everybody about this right now, it'll be your new OCD. If you open up your dishwasher, and you get down on your hands and knees like you did to retrieve this plate, take a look at the gasket that's on the dishwasher. You know, that the door closes onto.
On the door.
As well as the little piece of the cabinet or the sides of the dishwasher on either side of it, it's filthy and disgusting, and you need to clean it.
Okay, yes. I discovered the mold, I was all over it.
Right? And you're like, oh, my gosh, this is so gross, because you're, like, loading it. And, you know, like all of us, we're busy. Yeah. Oh, yeah, I'll put that in there. Let's go. And close the thing. And then you get down on your hands and knees, and you look at that. And it is the grossest thing ever. I want everybody to go to their dishwasher.
I know.
Open it up, get on your knees, look at it, and pray that no one looks over your shoulder to see how dirty your dishwasher is.
I mean, we eat off of these plates, right? Well, and they're in this moldy box.
I am not coming to your house. Forget it. Well,
so do I need to seal it or anything on the underside?
No,
you know, it's
no,
dull. Just, it's not here, shiny.
Look, here's the simplest thing to do, okay?
Okay.
You clean your countertops, right?
Of course, every
okay.
day.
Okay, so now just get in the habit that you, every now and then when you clean it, you don't have to do it all the time. Open the door and just swipe it with your hand on the bottom side to wipe it away with the, with whatever cleaner that you use.
Okay.
That's it.
Okay.
Yeah, don't seal
it. So I need better housekeeping skills is what you're telling me. I was hoping,
Denise,
my husband was hoping he'd get a trip to the hardware store out of this.
I didn't want to say anything, Denise. It is the holiday season, so, you know, you take it any way you want. But clean that dishwasher.
Okay.
All right.
I will do that.
All right. Thanks so much for the phone call. 877-213-4-LOU. This is Kevin in Naperville. Kevin, good morning.
Good morning, Lou.
What's going
on? Enjoy your show for many years.
Thank you so much. What's going on?
I have a gas, natural gas supplied fire pit in our patio in our backyard.
Nice.
It was professionally installed under a Unilock system. Comes up, and the line tees at the house. There's two different valves. One goes to the barbecue grill, which is also gas-fed, natural gas. And anyway, it runs out maybe 20 feet, 22 feet, and goes up, and then there's the little valve, which you turn with a key, and then you adjust the flame.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the flame isn't high enough. So initially, the installer said, the orifices with this ring should be facing down so as not to introduce water into it and corrode it. So we tried that, and the flame wasn't that big. So I took it apart, reversed the orifices so it faces up, and we also changed out the whole unit that holds the little openings. And the flame still isn't as pronounced. It isn't. It doesn't come up that far. It comes up a little bit after it warms up, but it's just not nearly as strong as, for example, in our gas-fed fireplace in the house. So I'm wondering what you might suggest we do.
So this gas line that feeds this fire pit is obviously underneath all the brickwork now, correct?
Correct, yeah.
And do you remember when that got installed?
It would have been about 3 years ago.
Was it a rigid piece of, was it, you know, like a black pipe that they used?
I think so, yes.
And when you see where that valve comes up on the ring, do you see a, like a rigid piece of gas pipe coming up like to an elbow, maybe 3/8 of an inch or 1/2 inch?
Yes. Uh-huh.
What's your guess? 1/2 inch pipe?
I would say 1/2 inch.
Okay, so that's plenty of volume. And you said that on the other end, so by the house there's a valve, and there that valve, there's a, it must be a T, because you said that valve will control the grill and the fire pit?
Yeah, there's a T, and then there's a little yellow valve that controls the one, and the same one on the other side, and they're right adjacent to each other.
So there's three valves. So there's a main valve.
No. The main shutoff is in the house.
In the house.
In the basement. Correct.
Got it. Okay. And the one last question: where the fire pit is this a ring or is it a rod? What is it that when you
it's
make
it's
the,
a,
with the flame?
It's a ring.
It's a ring.
And it's a stainless steel ring. There's an inner ring, and then there's an outer ring, and it's pre-drilled, and it rests, you know, on the porous rocks there in the fire pit.
And did you also tell me you just replaced that ring or no?
I did, yes, because the old one, the initial one we put in there, was corroding, I thought that was part of the problem why the flame wasn't coming up, so I exchanged that.
Well, we got to figure out the volume of with the 1/2 inch gas line. You should have plenty of flame, but and it probably just needs to be tweaked a little bit. I'm cautious about telling you to do this, but if you drilled out those holes on that ring, you'd get more volume of gas. And so, but that's that brand new ring, and I think that you probably need a little bit of help. Did you replace all this yourself, or did you have someone do it?
I replaced the ring myself.
Yeah.
And, took it all apart and put it back together.
We probably need to just make sure that there's no no sediment or clog in that gas line coming out there. But the fact that you tell me that, you know, and that there's no leak in the gas line coming out, I mean, that could be another thing, is that there could be, depending on where that pipe is, if there's a leak under the ground. Now, you don't smell, if it's off, to the best of your knowledge, you don't smell anything when you're walking around when everything's off.
No.
Okay.
No.
All right, because you would probably smell that. Okay. My recommendation is we got to check the gas pressure coming out of there, and it's really more of a volume issue. If that ring was drilled out or you had larger holes there, that probably would solve the problem too. I mean, it would be a modification of that. And, I mean, the way you could test this theory out is get a drill bit that's maybe two sizes bigger than the hole that you have on the rings now, and just drill a couple of them to test it, light it up, and see what happens. If all of a sudden you're like, that's the flame that I want. Now, keep in mind that when you drill all that, you know, you're going to get a bigger flame. You may not want to go as big, maybe just one size up to start as a test. And then that should increase the volume there. But this might be something that would be wise to get some help with. You know, the folks over at Lindemann Chimney and Fireplace, they specialize in this kind of stuff, and they could probably come out and test everything for you to make sure that it's all working properly. And they could probably recommend a fire ring that would do a better job for you to get you more volume. I hate for you to modify this thing, and then it doesn't work. And then you're stuck with it. It might be worth a conversation with them to have them come out and take a look at that system and just make sure everything's right and tight. And you know, we're talking about gas and flame, and you want to make sure you got people to know what they're doing. And the folks at Lindemann Chimney can certainly help you do that. Thanks so much for the phone call. You know what? It's time now we need to take a break. And it's time now to hear from Lindsay about what's new at Builder Supply Outlet.
How about a hands-free faucet? Talk about an amazing innovation. Tom got these touch-activated pull-down sprayer faucets. All you have to do is tap it with your wrist or your forearm to turn it on if your hands are dirty or, in my case, most of the time, holding a child. How awesome is that? It's a single hole, easy to install with a high arch, perfect for washing those big old pots. It's sleek-looking and comes in different finishes. Being able to find quality, all-brass construction at a great competitive price is why I'm always checking out what's new at Builder's Supply Outlet.
WGN. Hey, this year are you hosting for Christmas? It's almost, it's going to be a smaller gathering, right, than usual. But before welcoming the family into your home, it's a great idea to have it professionally cleaned. You know, a clean home is a healthy home. I always say that. Hire Executive Green Carpet Cleaning. Clean that dishwasher. They're the best value in town. They'll clean your carpet, floors, rugs, and upholstery. Call today, and your job will be done before Christmas. Call 630-990-8600. Get three rooms sparkling for just $139. The number again, 630-990-8600, or schedule at WGNclean.com. There we go. Calling the North Pole now to see if we have Santa Claus.
Ho, ho, ho.
Hey, Santa Claus.
The North Pole.
Oh.
If you'd like to speak to Santa, press 1.
Okay, hold on a second.
If you'd like to speak to Mrs. Claus, press 2.
No, maybe that'd be good.
If you'd like to speak to Santa Claus.
Oh, there we go.
Press 1.
1, yeah. Hold on, this probably...
Please leave a message after the... It gets them every time.
Rocking around the Christmas tree at the Christmas party house.
I miss Santa.
Mistletoe hung where you can see.
Santa Steve.
Not for long.
Huh?
Not for long.
Oh, yeah, right. Well, that's Santa Steve. We miss Santa Steve. 877-213-4LOU. 877-213-4568 is our phone number. Okay, you. What was the picture? What line do you want me to take? You sent me a picture. Tell me this. Right? You sent me a picture. You can tell me.
Yes, Bob. Bob's calling in from the Southern Burbs.
All right, hold on.
He had
a
question about a cracked.
Hey, Bob, you're on House Smarts Radio. Good morning.
Good morning. I apologize for being cut off there, but I appreciate your help.
No problem. How may I help you?
My question is, I tried to send a picture. I don't know if you got it. I've got a
under the handle on my built-in microwave, I got a slight crack. And then when you open it up on the side, it's a white microwave. The crack goes across, but it stops there. Now, when you open the microwave, if there's a, in back of the glass is not cracked or the mesh or nothing, there's a big frame, black frame there. Now, mm-hmm. that's not cracked at all, so mm-hmm. it just goes up to that side. And I don't know if you did receive the picture, but
I did. It was the picture was a little blurry, but I have to tell you that with
but you got to look close.
Yeah. My feeling on this with microwave ovens, that microwave ovens are great, use them all the time. But if there's any breach in the actual housing of the microwave itself, my rule of thumb is you just replace it. Now, you can replace the door. You can buy a new door, and that can be, I don't know how old the microwave is. How old is the microwave?
Well, actually, the microwave is 20 years old. It works great, and we basically usually reheat things, and the door is probably like $170. It'd probably be cheaper. We were debating.
Yeah, so I mean, so it's up to you, right? Right. So to me, any breaches in a microwave oven, not worth it. Either replace the part, you know, and do that. And that did you say this is a microwave exhaust hood?
No, it's just recycles the vent. It doesn't go. It's built in above.
Above the stove, right. But it does. It's not vented or anything like that. I mean, look, for $170 door, I think you can buy a brand new microwave for under $300.
Oh, yeah, they're on sale for like $231.
Yeah, right, right. So,
installation. Now, I'm pretty sure in the installation, I would think that there's a bracket back there. And if you can't fit the new one in a bracket, they just put a new bracket in. I would imagine it's not a big deal.
Yeah. I tell you, with microwave ovens, I don't mess around. If it's broken, either replace the part or replace the whole thing. It's Christmas time. You get a new microwave for Christmas. How about that? That's pretty good. All right. 877-213-4LOU, 877-213-4568. We were laughing off the air because we're giving away a Twist and Seal package. We'll do another one later on. But the amount of text messages we got that says, you smell like beef and cheese, is pretty funny. And variations of that. You people are funny. You are a funny group of people. When we come back, I'm going to have a conversation with the CEO and founder of Granite Gold. And we're going to talk about a brand new product that they just got EPA approved that kills COVID-19. This is something you can use safely on your countertops and not worry about it. You can use it on all your touch points, any place that you need it. We need to get through the next few months of this pandemic as the vaccine rolls out and we more of us gets vaccinated. We still have to keep our homes as clean as possible, even our cars. And this product is available at a bunch of different places because as you're looking for Clorox wipes and Lysol and you can't find it, this is available. You just didn't know about it. I'll tell you more about it when we come back. You're listening to House Smarts Radio with me, Lou Manfredini. We'll take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
Have a question for Lou?
Well, I've got a problem from that cold snap we had. My heater went out.
Now's the time to call.
I have a 20-year-old granite countertop, and I was just wondering how I would heal it.
Lou Manfredini's taking your calls live right here.
And that laminate floor is going to shine like the top of the Chrysler Building.
And right now on House Smarts Radio.
Well, I'm working on a building. It's a true foundation. I'm holding up the bloodstain.
Welcome back to House Smarts Radio. I'm Lou Manfredini. Thanks so much for staying with us. I'm excited to talk to my next guest. Lenny Sciarrino is the president and CEO of a company called Granite Gold. You have heard me talk about this company if you're a regular House Smarts listener. But what I'm super excited about to speak with Lenny this morning is the fact that they are launching a brand new product called Micro Gold. And I'm actually going to have the opportunity to work with them to help promote this product. And in the COVID-19 world that we're in right now, you are definitely going to want to listen to this conversation because this is a game changer when it comes to surface cleaning and protecting you and your family and your home. Lenny, good morning. Welcome to House Smarts Radio.
Good morning, Lou. Glad to be on.
Tell me a little bit, remind the listeners about Granite Gold, your company, a family-owned company. You guys were, and still are, countertop installers and fabricators, correct?
Correct. We're third generation stone fabricators, installers, restoration experts. Granite Cold has been around, wow, nearly 20 years now, and our line of stone care products, they're in all the major retailers, and we've been definitely doing a great job just educating consumers on the importance of stone care. So that's been the bread and butter of the company for a long time.
One of the things that I know that you've been looking at and your company has now morphed into, how do we protect these surfaces? There's been a lot of talk about constantly cleaning inside our homes, disinfecting the right way, but there haven't been products that, there may be products that can kill these viruses, but they don't hang around. You have now created a product called Micro Gold. Let's give our audience the 411 about this product.
Sure, and I'll kind of start off with where this came from. So a big question we always get just on countertops is how do I disinfect it without damaging stone? Because a lot of disinfectants are harsh on stone. It'll break down the sealer. It can damage the surface. So we've always, you know, recommended, you know, antibacterial dish soap with water, which wasn't a great solution. And so we just happened, towards the end of last year, we were working on working with different antimicrobials and disinfectants to be safe on countertops. So while we're working on this and got really close there at the end in January, that's right when COVID happened. And, you know, there was, as you know, depleted store shelves. A lot of the big companies couldn't keep up with the demand. And I started getting phone calls from the different buyers, from the different retailers, looking for anything. And I happened to have something that was unique and different than what was on the shelf, and I thought it was important to bring this product to the consumers. So I'll keep going here.
No. This is all good stuff, and so I don't want to get in the way because this is the one of the biggest problems right now with a lot of these disinfectants out there is A, you can't find them, and B, to your point, we're going to use all these products and we're going to ruin our investments when it comes to this, a lot of the surfaces that we've invested a lot of money in.
Correct. And so this product, so the product itself is monofoil. Monofoil has been around nearly 10 years and they've always done more of like a commercial application, a lot of colleges and hotels and, you know, the LA Transit Center. And they, you know, they wear the backpacks and they go in and they spray and they treat. And that's a company that I was working with. And when we first launched this, it actually launched under the Monofoil brand. It was called Monofoil D, and that was just from a timing standpoint. We did something that is unheard of in the industry. We created a product and got it on the shelf in 3 weeks.
Wow. That's,
yeah, that's that's never happened.
The key with the Monofoil, the fact that this product has been around and then you relaunched this under the Micro Gold brand name is that this is an EPA confirmed and tested product that is proven effective to kill COVID-19, correct?
Yes. Yeah, so we were, another thing too, we were one of the first ones right with Lysol to get the EPA. So we went into testing right away. And in June, we got the test results that our product kills SARS-CoV-2 called COVID-19 in 3 minutes. And it took until, you know, obviously you can imagine, it took until September where we got the EPA master label stamped and we were able to change the packaging. And we did brand this under Micro Gold brand. But the Micro Gold product is a multi-action disinfectant antimicrobial spray. And what I'll lead to here, actually, is what that means.
Right.
So let me
stop you for a second, because one of the things with the disinfectants, like the general disinfectants that people have is, you know, the mistake that people make is that they spray on some disinfectant, and they're like, I'm going to spray it, I'm going to wipe it, and everything's killed. And what's different about your product is, with all disinfectants, right, we need to spray it, and we need to give it a little time, but yours just doesn't go away when you wipe it away.
Correct. Disinfectants only work while they're wet. So once it's dry, you touch it, it's reinfected.
Right.
And that's the very, very unique thing about our product is it has a disinfectant in there for that immediate kill, and then it has the antimicrobial. It's actually a silane quad, nicknamed Psyquat, that molecularly bonds to the surface, and it has this chain that's positively charged, and it attracts negative, like, bacteria and viruses to the surface, and these, the chain that kind of they look like swords, basically, and it punctures the cell walls and destroys them. So then one thing to remember, too, is with the EPA, when you go through testing, it's not about residual effect. They don't have the testing to talk about how long things last. So the EPA stamp saying, yes, this kills this. But there's, we just saw an article that came out that the EPA is actually now testing the long-term effects of antimicrobials, which we're really excited about to be part of that testing and hopefully get that stamp. So we can also put that on the bottle and let people know how great this product works. But those chains is what really gives you that long-lasting effect. It stays on there, and so it continues to protect after it dries. And that's what's really unique is our product is a two-in-one.
And this product you are manufacturing similarly to manufacturing of your other Granite Gold products. So you're U.S. manufacturing based on all this, and you're working hard, I bet, to get these things in stock, right? Where are people going to find the Micro Gold product?
Thank you, Lou. That's one thing that's really great for being, you know, a smaller company is we're nimble and we're able to get things produced, and we've always, when the empty products were out there, we were able to continue to supply products. So you can find the product in CVS, you can find it in Lowe's, you can find it in Ace Hardware, True Value Hardware, Oracle Do It Best Hardware.
To your point, and I realize you were sending out that monofoil. If they see that monofoil D bottle, it's the same product. You're just and the next iteration of that will be Micro Gold. So there may be stores that they go to, like, hey, where's the Micro Gold? And from a standpoint of this product, everything that it does, they can certainly look at that monofoil bottle and grab that as well.
Yes, correct. And the Micro Gold product will say powered by monofoil D as well on there.
Right.
But yes, you'll see both of them out there. You'll see our trademark Granite Gold bottle is what we're using.
Right.
So that hopefully helps there too.
So it's a spray, Lenny, to reiterate, that people can use on just about any surface. They can use it with confidence on their stone or their quartz material, their laminate countertops, places, all these touch points. But you could also use this on a doorknob, right, or a windowsill or places like that. And the key is to spray it. Give it literally 5 to 10 seconds while it's wet to kill it, but then it's going to stick around and keep working.
Correct. And that's another thing, too, is people, when you think of Granite Gold, they think of this is just for countertops. It's not. It's for all the high-touch areas, remote controls, your phone, your door handles, anywhere you would use your disinfectant right now that you're using, that's where you would use this. So you can use it in the bathrooms. I mean, on everything. All the hard, non-porous surfaces.
Right. This is something I think that if you're going to go buy it, it's the kind of thing that you even keep a bottle in the car. You know, if you live in a place where it's not going to freeze, obviously, but, you know, you're touching your steering wheel and all kinds of stuff, right, that you can wipe down and leave a microfiber towel or even use a paper towel to wipe all this stuff down. Now, I know that, you know, people can follow you guys at Get Micro Gold on Facebook. You also have an Instagram and a Twitter. On your website, your Granite Gold website, there's a lot of information about this brand new product?
We actually have a website called getmicrogold.com that you can go to find the information. That's the best place. You can see the retailers there. I also forgot to mention Menards. It's available in Menards as well,
right,
in all their stores. Yeah, you can go to the website. You can find out where to get it. It's available there as well, so if you can order right from the site if you want to as well.
Well, on a personal note, you know, for my audience, I've known Lenny now for quite some time and some of his team members. And you talked about being nimble, and you talked about you're problem solvers, right? And you looked at this and said, we need to figure out a way to help people. And we're still in the middle of this whole COVID-19 thing, and we're not out of the woods yet. And keeping those surfaces clean and then hopefully not creating more work for yourself down the line is really a game changer. And I think that this Micro Gold product might just be the answer, which I think it's great. Now, I do also see, Lenny, in my notes that in December, you even have a little discount code thing going where people might be able to save a little money on this product.
Yes, especially for all the Lou listeners out there, we put together free shipping on all the orders for the month of December. And we just made a simple code that is Lou, L-O-U.
That's perfect. So if you're not someone that wants to get out to a store, I know certain parts of the country that might be difficult, you guys can ship that out, free shipping at their website, getmicrogold.com. Lenny Sciarrino is the CEO and founder at Granite Gold. Lenny, I'm excited about the opportunity to work with you guys and to get this word out there because, you know, with a lot of consumers, they go for these, you know, one or two brands that they think, oh, this is what I have to get. And you guys have created a better product that is going to be more encompassing. And we're going to get the word out, and we're going to get people to check it out. Micro Gold is the brand, and this is a disinfectant that's not only going to kill the COVID-19 virus on contact after while it's wet, but then there's going to be residual value there that's going to be super beneficial to people. Thanks so much, Lenny. I really do appreciate you joining us this morning.
Thank you, Larry. Always a great time. And just remember, too, when people go to the site, getmicrogold.com, you'll see, you know, our all-purpose cleaner. That's a disinfectant. That is your standard disinfectant. That will work while wet but also clean the surface. And then you have the multi-action disinfectant antimicrobial spray. That's the that's the monofoil product that has a long-lasting effect.
You got it. That's great. Lenny, thanks so much for joining us. You're listening to House Smarts Radio with me, Lou Manfredini. We need to take a quick break, and we'll be back right after this.
We're Chicago's very own, home for the holidays, WGN.
Mm-hmm. This winter, as the frost level goes deeper into the ground, have you thought about your basement? If you've experienced cracks in the basement walls or floors, cracking in the interior walls, sticking doors or windows, maybe gaps under the baseboards or sagging floors, the expanding frozen soil pushing against your foundation walls will only make those problems worse. That's when you need to contact PermaSeal Basement Systems by visiting permaseal.net. All too often, homeowners ignore these symptoms and they experience much bigger problems later on. A stitch in time really can save nine, and you can rely on an honest... You think they put that in there because they know I'm a sewer? A stitch in nine? A stitch in time?
I bet they did.
I bet they do. You know, I've got a sewing machine, and I'm very handy when it comes to the stitching. And let me tell you, that bobbin, it's a son of a... Man, I hate the bobbin. Anyway, the whole idea is that you want to get to these problems now so they don't become bigger later on, right? You can rely on an honest, accurate evaluation from PermaSeal's trained experts along with the PermaSeal solution. For over 41 years, PermaSeal has been Chicagoland and Northwest Indiana's most trusted contractor for basements and foundation repairs. They've earned an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. For a free, thorough inspection, call PermaSeal 800-421-SEAL. That's 800-421-7325 or visit permaseal.net.
Merry Christmas, ladies.
Merry Christmas, Mr. Manfredini.
Are you ready to sing a little jingle bells?
Yes.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way.
I didn't know that the Pupini sisters knew who I was.
I bet they know you so, too.
Welcome back, Lou Manfredini. House Smarts Radio. I would like to highly suggest that you go to Netflix if you're a Netflix subscriber and watch the movie The Prom. As you may remember, it was a Broadway musical. I had some friends invest in the play, which, if you want to lose money, you invest in Broadway. But the play was very well received. They turned it into a movie. It's so much fun. It is a complete escape, and it's silly, and it's awesome. So check it out, The Prom on Netflix. I think you're really, really going to like it. All right, 877-213-4LOU, 877-213-4LOU. 4568. This is Margie in Palos Heights. Hi, Margie. You're on House Smarts Radio.
Good morning, Lou.
Hi there. How may I help you?
Hi. I have a problem concerning a small shower. It has what I think is a terrazzo floor. It seems to be eroding a little bit around the floor drain. I'm wondering what I could use to fill that in that might be lasting.
Yeah. So I love the terrazzo bases, but they can become a little, a little porous and start to deteriorate. As far as you know, you're not experiencing any leaking anywhere, right?
No, no leaking that I know of.
Okay.
No.
The biggest issue there in patching it is that you're going to see the patch. And so what I would do is this. How do you normally clean that space?
I use different things.
Okay, but I mean,
scrubbing bubbles is one.
Okay.
Just spray on, kind of swish it around with a brush and drain.
Okay, here's what I'd like you to try. This is not, I mean, there's a product that you may have heard me speak about. It's a clear, super sticky adhesive caulking called Lexel, L-E-X-E-L. But they make this product at the hardware store. It comes in a little tub, and you can use it for. And the reason why I want you to buy that is you're going to pour a little bit of this in the air. You're going to clean the area really well, scrub it, and then make sure it's dry. And with a plastic putty knife, you're going to pour a little bit of this on there, and let me think about this. Yeah. You're going to pour a little bit on there, and you're going to use a putty knife to just sort of gently fill it in and then sort of even it out away from there. It will be clear as can be, and give it 24 hours to dry. And it will smooth over that area and seal out any potential leak, and it'll probably blend in that you really won't notice that it's there. It's not slippery, but it might be something that you have to repeat every 6 months.
Okay.
Lexel, it's a pourable tub. The tub almost reminds me, it's about the size of, do you remember Dippity-Doo?
Yes.
It's about that size, Dippity-Doo. It's only a certain, okay. There are only certain people I can say Dippity-Doo to without them being offended.
I know Dippity-Doo is.
All right, well, it comes in a container like that. It's called Lexel. It's a clear adhesive caulking. You can find it at your local Ace. That's going to be my new nickname for you, Lindsay. All right, Dippity-Doo said I need to take a break. Do you know what Dippity-Doo is?
Is that a hair thing?
It's like a hair thing.
Yeah.
I didn't know that they still made it. I think it was green. I think it was green, if I remember.
You've talked about this before, and I remember looking it up.
Yeah. Okay.
I'd like a different nickname, though, please.
Okay. I'll come up with that. We need to take a quick break, and we'll be back right after this. Hi. Hey, for many, coming home for the holidays is filled with traditions. If you miss home or a visit from someone special this year, there's still one holiday tradition you can count on, Lou Malnati's Tastes of Chicago. Good. Ships famous deep dish pizzas nationwide, plus Windy City favorites like Portillo's Beef, Garrett Popcorn, and more. Visit Lou2Go.com or call 800-LOU-2-GO. They deliver the flavors of home. Hungry already? Treat yourself to deep dish at one of Lou's locations or visit loumalnatis.com to order online. We need to take a break, and we'll be back right after this. Welcome back. House Smarts Radio with me, Lou Manfredini. This hour of our show, sponsored by ChevyDriveChicago.com and by PermaSeal Basement Systems. John Williams, if he's listening, he could use this on his Sunday Standard show, Sunday nights at 7. This is White Christmas by Charlie Parker. 877-2134-LOU. Who would you like me to take there? Are we back to... There we go. This is Karen in Mount Prospect. Hi, Karen.
Hi, Lou. Thanks for taking my call.
Of course.
So, yeah, I've been here 20 years. The house was built in the 50s. It's a split level, and it's got two full bathrooms, and they're stacked. They're identical. One is on the lower level, one is on the upper.
Okay.
The upper level isn't too bad as far as the tile and whatnot. The lower level is a mess, and it either needs new tile or like a bath fitter product. So
both bathrooms have huge windows that are about 3 feet tall and maybe by three by two. And they're just like the rest of the windows in the house. They're metal. I think they call them buck windows.
Okay.
So they're rusted because they're metal. So if I were to do a bath fitter over the the basement bathroom,
right?
Would you recommend just covering up the window and pretend it's not there?
I love a window in a bathroom. I think that it's just really nice. The home, is it sided brick? What is it on the outside?
It's a brick home.
Okay. I mean, I know this adds, you know, some cost to it, but I would either install a vinyl window or a fiberglass window.
Okay.
And then, go ahead.
Well, what do I do first? Like, does a bath fitter people know what to do?
No, you do the window first. So, in other words, you know, hear me talk, like Gilkey, okay, I work with promoting the Gilkey folks. They make both a fiberglass and they make a vinyl window that doesn't care about the water, right? If you made me choose, I would go with the fiberglass. I just think that it's a really good product. And you could, at this point, let me ask you this. When I'm standing in the shower, if I'm in there showering, how far down does the window go? Does it go to my waist? Does it go to, I mean, I'm tall, but, you know.
I would say it goes to your waist, or knees. I don't know.
So it's a good. It's
never
a good.
Never really thought of it.
Right. No. But
it's long. It's tall.
But my point is, you could either make that a double hung window that with a piece of frosted glass, right, so that you can go in there. You don't have to worry about any window treatments. You could make it an awning window where it has a little crank on it, which. You could open up a little bit, and it would just vent at the bottom, although I don't want a screen on the inside of it. The nice thing about a double-hung, the screen would be on the outside. Do you have double-hung windows in the house now?
These are all original metal.
So they open, they crank out.
Casements. They're all, they don't anymore. That's the problem.
Right.
I would be replacing, they don't crank anymore. They're
Got
just
it.
Stuck.
Yeah. I would do the window first. That way it's done. Then you call the bath fitter people. They'll finish it all off to fit around that window so it's all tight and sealed up and no problems. But the window needs to be there first.
Okay.
And so even
Second,
if it...
On the upstairs bathroom, I don't need bath fitter, but I would need to replace the window. But replacing the window, they're going to probably have to cut into the tile, right? So if the tile's okay on the upstairs... then that's going to cost me they're going to have to fix the tile if they cut the window, right?
The thing is with those old metal windows, the way in a brick home, they're probably let into the brick, so there will be more than likely some damage to the tile around, that perimeter, that the extension of the jam where it goes from the tile in there. So that would need to be cut out. What is that tile now? Is it anything? Is it white? Is it?
It's just decent. It's just white, plain white tile.
Yeah,
but it's
so,
not, on the upstairs one, I want to salvage it.
Right. So what I would probably.
Rather than getting a bath fitter.
What I would probably suggest you do is that you get both of those windows replaced, right? And you have the. Mm-hmm. You have the, probably a tile installer reset new tile, around that window and just finish that off. And the fact that there'll be like an outside corner, you can probably get away with putting new tile in there without too much of a hassle. And then downstairs, you can put the new acrylic piece system in. It'll be it's a little more involved, obviously, than just a three-walled system with no window. But I highly recommend you keep those windows.
Okay.
I really do.
All right. That sounds really good. Thank you.
You got it. Have a great day. Appreciate you calling this morning. 877-213-4568 is our phone number. This is Lori in Palatine. Hi, Lori. You're on House Smarts Radio.
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing great.
The reason for my call, I have two issues. One is my chimney on the inner wall in my house. It's kind of bubbling where the... chimney kind of meets the opening of the chimney above the mantle. It's kind of bubbling, so obviously there's some water getting in there. And the other problem that I have is in one of my rooms, the plaster on the ceiling is coming loose. And we had drilled a hole in it to go up into the attic to find exactly where that spot is, because we want to see if it was water or just, you know, sometimes you know how the plaster just comes loose
mm-hmm.
on older houses.
Mm-hmm.
So we drilled the hole. We found the exact spot where it was kind of going out from, and we didn't find any water. So we thought, okay, well, then it's just the plaster's loose or dried or whatever. Well, now I'm looking at it, and now it does look like it's a little bubbling in there, and there is some water coming in. So my question to you is, do I get a roofer for both the chimney issue and the ceiling issue, or do I need a chimney specialist for the chimney and a roofer for the ceiling?
And this is, how old is the home?
Like 1954.
Yeah, so it's all plaster, right?
Most of it, yeah.
Most of it, yeah. I think that I actually think that I would start with a chimney, like a Lindeman chimney first to come check the flashing. My guess is it could be flashing on both, and they, while they specialize in chimneys, they certainly could take a look and see if they see any evidence on the roof side of it as well. Whether or not they can help you with that, remains to be seen. That part, the problem by the chimney could be a myriad of things, right? It could be a flashing issue at the roof. It could be an issue with what's called the crown on top of the chimney, which is that typically poured concrete or stone top that could have cracks in it or breaches. There could be a flashing issue up there if the flue is separated from the crown, or maybe needs a cap. And I think that my first move would be to go to a chimney specialist right there. And I think if you go to cleanfireplace.com, which is the Lindeman website, cleanfireplace.com, you can actually schedule your appointment right there, and they can take really good care of you. A very good company, been around a very, very long time. Thanks so much for the phone call. I'm just bumping up against time. Ooh, we've got another Twist and Seal Holiday Light Combo Safety Pack to give away. It includes 5 Twist and Seal minis and 1 Twist and Seal Cord Protect. The protects your outdoor extension cord connections from rain and snow and keeps them dry all season long with Twist and Seal. Find Twist and Seal at your local hardware store or online at twistandseal.com. How about the 7th texter to 312-981-7200 that texts in sugar cookies?
Love it.
You weren't expecting that?
No, I mean, I was dying to know
I'm
where
done
you were
with,
going.
I'm done with beef
and
cheese.
Yeah. I mean, okay.
Sugar cookies or Christmas cookies. Actually, it should be Christmas cookies. How about Christmas cookies? Christmas cookies. Now you're going to get sugar cookies, Christmas cookies. Okay? 7th one. Cookies. Maybe it should have been dippity-doo. Okay, whatever it is. 7th one, you're going to win one of these prize packages. You're listening to House Smarts Radio with me, Lou Manfredini. We'll be right back. Mm-hmm. Is your furnace over 15 years old, maybe showing its age, or maybe giving you some problems? Look, winter is upon us, so replace it now before it breaks down in the middle of the night. That'll cost you even more. Dykstra Home Services has a Carrier 98 efficiency unit, Infinity gas furnace on sale with 0% financing for up to 72 months. So don't delay. Call them today for a free in-home estimate. 800-421-3220. I just found out, too, that they do dryer vent cleaning as a service as well. So you could call them for that, too. That's 800-421-3220 or visit DykstraHomeServices.com.
Happy holidays from Lou and crew. Now back to Lou Manfredini and House Smarts Radio.
Hey, Joe Brand.
Hey, Lou Manfredini.
You had a story in the newscast earlier that I found super satisfying and fun about a football team that the members are deaf and they use drums to send in the plays.
Yeah, so shout out to Kevin McDonough. I was looking at this story, and then he happened to text me. He's like, look at this. And I'm like, yeah, I know, right? This is a fantastic story. So it's a high school in Texas. It's called the Texas School for the Deaf, and they compete in a private school division. Now, because of, you know, coronavirus, everyone being affected by it in some way, they actually downsized from an 11-man team division to a 6-man team division. So they play with only 6 guys in the field. Mm-hmm. And apparently they shrink the field too. So it goes from 100 yards to 80 yards. So it's almost an entirely different ball game, literally. But yeah, it's the Texas School for the Deaf. They have this gigantic drum on the sidelines, and they use the drum to communicate to the players what plays that they want to do. And they can't hear the drum. Right. They just feel the vibrations. It. And they started off their season playing the Team Veritas. They lost. They won their next 6 games. They ended up going to the playoffs, and they just beat Veritas yesterday for the state championship.
So it's not a league just for people with hearing loss?
I don't believe so, no. It looks like this school is the only school for the deaf, but it is a private school.
So they're playing other schools that are where the hearing loss is not an issue, but this is how they communicate. That is so cool.
Apparently the Today Show featured it on Friday. So if people can do a little digging, maybe they find a little bit more there. But yeah, I know, right? Just a heartwarming,
feel-good,
cool story.
Those are great. That is great. Oh, thanks for sharing that with us,
Joe. Yeah, absolutely.
That was really good stuff. Really good stuff. 877-213-4LOU. 877-213-4568 is our phone number. This is Jimmy who's calling in from. Where are you calling in from, Jimmy?
Lamoille, Illinois, 40 miles south of Dixon.
Oh, sure. All right. How may I help you, sir?
My furnace calls for a 20 by 25 by 5 furnace filter.
Okay.
None of the stores around here had them, so I put in a 20 by 25 by 4. How much efficiency am I losing?
Well, you're just not. I know for a fact that the Ace Hardware store can order that filter in for you because I know it's in the warehouse out of Princeton. So if they don't if they don't stock it, Flanders, which is a manufacturer, makes that size by 5. And the reason I know that is my furnace takes that. I have it downstairs right now, a brand new one. And I mean, if I was closer to you, I'd drive down and see you. But I can't. I'm busy. I'm busy till 11. But the biggest issue there, it's not efficiency that you're losing, Jimmy. It's what you're losing is. You're not getting the kind of capturing of the particulate in the air because it's going to feed around it because it's not sealed properly. It isn't. Look, it's better than nothing, right? Than what you're doing, but if you go to your local Ace, they may say to you, "Well, you know, we don't get a bunch of call for this. I may have to order." You know, they typically have what's called an order multiple, and they may have to order 2 or 3 of them. So buy 3 of them and keep them in stock. You know what I mean? You're going to go through them.
That's great, Lou. There is a Ace in Mendota, Illinois, which not too far from.
Right. When you go in there, you tell them that Lou Manfredini said you're going to special order me a filter, and you're welcome.
Thank you, buddy.
You got it. I appreciate you calling this morning. 877-213-4LOU. This is Chad who's in Glenview. Hey, Chad, good morning. You're on House Smarts Radio.
Hello, Lou. How are you, bud? Good to hear you again.
Doing great. Thank you. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays to you, my good friend. I talked to you about a month ago, and I'm the guy that had that chirping sound going on in my bathroom, and the chirping sound being that, like when I turned off the left hot water and the right cold water on my sink, there'd be like a chirping sound, like a bird. So you recommended that I would change the gaskets out, and that would probably do it. So I did. I changed out the gasket, and I realized the chirping sounds coming from like the inside wall of my shower. In the bathroom.
Hmm.
So you know, it sounds like a, like you have me like kind of like recreate the bird sounds. It's kind of like a, like a, it's hard to do, but it's like a, it's a very brief chirp sound. I know it sounds odd, but it's really happening. And for the life of me, I'm like, okay, do I have to like now like open up that wall there in the shower and the piping in there?
This happens. This happens like right now all the time, or only when the water's running, or you turn the water off?
Only when I turn the water off. Like when I turn the water off, I hear a like a burr. I know. I'm sorry. I'm laughing at myself, but mm-hmm. It's like it sounds like a little like a brief bird chirp.
You're not getting up in the morning and making yourself a cocktail, are you, Chad?
Oh no, I'm not. No, well, I used to that. But
I'm just making sure.
I used to back in the day. I'm too old for that now.
All right. So the chirping thing is odd to me. And now, so in other words, you changed the inserts on the vanity faucet. That wasn't it. And now the sound is coming from. And when you turn the water off, hold on. Is it when the shower is on or the tub is on, or it doesn't matter?
I'd say it's both.
Okay.
Well, let's never run the tub.
Just the shower. Okay. Yeah. Let's try this one more. I'm gonna have you try this because I think what it might be is the spout. The spout can be a sign of a lot of chirping. The next time you're in the shower and you go to turn the water off, when you push the button down so that the water goes down from the tub spout, hold your hand underneath there and close it, like after most of the water drained away, and then turn the water off and see if the chirping goes away. If that goes away at that point, then you probably have to replace that spout, and the pullout is the problem. Thanks so much for the phone call. I just am out of time. We need to take a quick break, and we'll be back right after this.
This is extremely important. Would you please tell him that instead of presents this year, I just want my family back. No toys, nothing but Peter, Kate, Buzz, Megan, Lenny, and Jeff. And my aunt and my cousins. And if he has time, my Uncle Frank. Okay?
Welcome back. 877-213-4LOU. Talking about family. You know, we got our kids, Max and Mallory, are back from college and healthy and all good. And right before Thanksgiving, you know, Mallory's got all her stuff set up in the bathroom, you know, her bathroom, whatever. And I walked in there, and on the counter, I had like this flashback to being a child. She had a eyelash curler. You know what that is? And so I don't think so. I had a vivid memory. My mother used to have an eyelash curler, and I probably haven't thought of that or seen one since I was maybe 10 years old. And I walked in, and literally, I don't know what I was doing, changing the roll of toilet paper or something, like, you know, whatever, things that dads do in a bathroom, right? Mm-hmm. And I turn, and I swear to God, I turn and I look, and I froze. And I was immediately brought back to being 10 years old. And I was like, oh, I didn't know that my adult daughter uses an eyelash curler, and it immediately made me remember that sitting on the Sweet. Counter with my as a child, and I didn't know people still use those.
I don't know if they ever. I never really used one, but I will say that my nieces who are in high school, they.
Like, is that a thing?
It's their thing. Yes.
Really?
I mean, they have a whole routine that they go through to make their eyes pop.
Right. It's a whole, yeah, everything, right, it just keeps repeating itself, right? Stuff from years ago. I mean,
I can't also believe, this is makeup talk, how many people wear fake eyelashes right now?
Really? Is that a big thing?
Oh my gosh. It is like, that is a lot of work.
You're really?
Lucky if I put lotion on my face.
Well, never mind. I'm not going to say anything.
I knew exactly what you were going to say.
I know.
We were on an early Zoom call the other day.
With WGN people.
With WGN.
We're all on the call, and good morning. Hey, good morning, everybody. Good morning, everybody. And what did you say?
The mornings are crazy for me because I was getting the girls off to school and the call was early, so I
wait. There are people. There are people on the call that you don't know. And don't know you.
I said, I'm sorry, I didn't know it was a video call. I don't think I have any makeup on. I also haven't brushed my teeth yet this morning. But lucky for you, that doesn't matter on Zoom.
I'm like, wow, that's a lot of sharing.
I am busy in the morning.
877-213-4LOU. 877-213-4568. This is Karen in Evergreen Park. Hi, Karen. You're on House Smarts Radio.
Hi. I have a question about a bathroom tile. My walls and my floors are all ceramic. And where the wall meets the floor, the grout there, is moldy. And I haven't been able to find a product that will take that mold off.
This is in the general area of the bathroom where the...
It's in the shower stall part of the bathroom.
Oh, so it's in the tub itself.
It's just a shower.
Okay, so just a shower. And is it grout? Is it
ceramic?
Is it grout or is it caulking?
I believe it's grout.
Okay. Because that really should be caulked, not grouted, because there is a little bit of movement there. And so my guess is if you've tried a bunch of different cleaners, what I would suggest you do, mm-hmm. how big is the shower base, Karen? Is it 3x3, 3x4?
I would say it's probably 5x5, maybe.
Okay. So
just where the floor meets the wall.
You're right. This is something you want to try doing yourself?
My husband, yeah.
Okay. So here's the kind of the 411 on all this. I want you to, or have him, remove any of the caulking and or grout on that horizontal line where the tile meets the floor. And you can do that with a combination of a utility knife. If it's caulking, you're going to cut that out. But there's also this mm-hmm. grout removal tool that kind of looks like a toothbrush, but it's actually a little blade, and it has aggregate, like little rocks attached to the blade portion. And he's just going to kind of scrub back and forth. He's going to get his arm workout doing that, you know, across there. And I just need about an eighth of an inch or more of depth between the wall and the floor, like in that little point where they meet. And the reason that I need that...
Okay, so he doesn't have to take it all out.
No, but I need like a groove. And if there's any excess on the tile, if it in fact is caulking, have him use like a plastic putty knife along with the utility knife to scrape that all away. Then, what color is the tile?
Beige.
Okay. So this is my new favorite bathroom caulking. It's called Cleanz, CLEANZ.
Mm-hmm.
They make it in an almond kind of a beigey color that mm-hmm. will match, and it has an enzyme in it that will not promote mildew or mold within it. As a matter of fact, the company said.
Great.
That if it mildews or molds in, like, I don't know how many years, they'll send somebody out to re-caulk it.
Sounds great.
How about that? So you'll get both of those at the hardware store. Here's the one last little tip. When he gets all that cleaned up, it has to be dry before he reapplies everything. And so if it's the type of thing that he's going to do the project on a Saturday or something, put a fan on it for a couple of hours and make sure it's really dry. And then do this work and then stay out of there, you know, overnight until the caulking sets.
Okay, great. I'm going to try that.
You got it. Good luck. I appreciate you calling. Happy holidays. 877-213-4LOU is the number. 877-213-4568. This is Carrie in Sycamore. Hi, Carrie.
Hey, morning, Lou.
What's going on?
Hey, so a question for you. My wife and I cheated this year.
That's not this kind of show.
No, no.
We don't do that kind of relationship stuff. None of my business.
Sorry. That's Dr. Phil. Yeah, I'm sorry. No. we gave each other our Christmas presents early this year.
Okay.
We figured, why let them sit in the closet for 3 weeks? So what my wife nicely got me is a framed Mike Ditka jersey signed. It's in a big, giant frame. glass, you know, right. Probably weighs about 40 pounds. Probably weighs about 40 pounds, and my house was built in 1896, so I have plaster and lath walls, and I want to hang at my office, and no idea what to do, because when you go behind there, it could be newspaper, chewing gum, and God knows what. Mm-hmm. So how would you recommend hanging that?
Yeah, so plaster walls are tough because, especially with an older house like that, it could break apart. I think that what you have to do is you have to find the framing underneath there, and you may need you may need to get a stud finder or pay attention.
I've got one.
Okay,
yeah.
So find it. You know, so if it's a the nice thing about a big Jersey frame like that. Which reminds me, I was supposed to help my son do something like that, and I just remembered I didn't do it. Anyway, you know, you have a little cheat room because the frame is so big. Find that stud and go right in there with, you know, a screw and a hanger because you just want to bear on that framing. I wouldn't go on the plaster wall, especially exactly what you just said. It can start to fall apart and, you know, break off in a giant piece, and that's the last thing that you want. So find the stud first. Hit it, go in there with a screw and a hanger, and then hang the jersey from the coach right on there as well. Thanks so much for the phone call. We need to take a quick break, and we'll be back right after this. Mm-hmm. People looking to update their bath, they say, hey, you know, what about that bath fitter company? I'm like, call them because they're going to do a really nice job for you. It's easy, right? They've been installing luxury tubs for over 35 years. They're true pros from the top to the bottom. Bath fitter folks will custom make your new bath to fit perfectly over the existing one, and their one-piece seamless wall system ensures a watertight fit, making it easy to maintain. Now, their design options, they're endless, and they're beautiful, too. You're sure to find a tub you're going to love. Bath Fitters tubs come with a lifetime warranty. That's how high quality their materials are. The installation will be done by one Bath Fitter technician who will complete the install in just one day while following a strict safety protocol to ensure your well-being throughout the process. Kickstart your bathroom remodel today with the experts at Bathfitter. Go to bathfitter.com/Lou to book your free consultation. Now, for a limited time, Bathfitter's offering a $450 credit off of their complete Bathfitter system. Go to bathfitter.com/Lou to get started.
Treat every day like Christmas.
Number two.
There's room for everyone on the nice list.
Number three.
The best way to spread Christmas cheer is singing loud for all to hear.
Welcome back, House Smarts Radio with me, Lou Manfredini. Happy holidays. 877-2134-LOU. That number will be going for another hour. So if you didn't get through, yeah, you can join us on our show out in California. Happy to help you. 877-213-4568. But right now, let's talk to Nancy, who's in Buffalo Grove. Hi, Nance.
Hi, Lou. Thank you for taking my call.
Of course.
My question is, my house is 33 years old, and I want to insulate my attic. And should I use cellulose or fiberglass?
It doesn't matter to me. I'm a big loose fill insulation fan when it comes to attic spaces. And so you can either use a loose fill cellulose or a loose fill fiberglass. They're both comparable. There's arguments about, oh, you get more. The R value is so negligible that really it doesn't matter to me. If the contractor says to you, oh, this is what I want to, you know, this is what we're going to use and we'll do a nice job. The key element there, if you're going to add attic insulation, Nancy, is the fact that you have to maintain the ventilation of that attic. And so when you're talking to insulation contractors, they may say something about, oh, well, we need to put something called insulation baffles into the walls, and rather into the roof line, to make sure that if you have soffit vents or eave vents, that we can still get that up and over this new insulation that you add. Have you received bids yet on all of this?
I have received some bids, and you know, I'm confused on what to really get. The fiberglass seems to be more reasonably priced. And then they're talking about attic fans. I have an attic fan that hasn't worked in a number of years.
Mm-hmm.
do you recommend an attic fan?
So, yes. The thing to remember is that there is never, there's no such thing as too much insulation in an attic or too much ventilation in an attic. And so I'm a big proponent of attic fans, and if you've got one that's never worked before, then you should absolutely have that replaced or, you know, retrofitted back in there, because it's only going to benefit you down the line. The biggest thing is, it's like with any contractor you're going to hire, and I talk about this all the time, it's who you get to install it that's the most important thing. So please do your due diligence on the contractor to make sure that they have good recommendations and they've got a good track record so that they'll take good care of you. That's the key. Whether it's fiberglass or cellulose, it doesn't matter. It's who puts it in that is most important. Thanks so much for the phone call. We need to take a quick break, and we'll be back right after this. Wherever you go, wherever we go, we'll always go with it together in your local Chevy. Your local Chevy dealers can help you get there with the Chevy employee discount for everyone. The Chevy price you pay is the price they pay, and not 1 cent more. It's the perfect time to drive home in a 2020 Equinox Premier with over $6,800 below MSRP. Chevy Equinox comes with high-tech safety features and switchable all-wheel drive, keeping you protected in all types of weather, on the road and off. Safety's never been more important. That's why your Chevy dealer is keeping it clean with enhanced cleaning measures before delivering your vehicle or after purchase or service. They're dedicated to a clean, safe dealership experience. Plus, if you need a new vehicle but you don't want to visit a dealership, check out Shop, Click, and Drive. Shop online, take delivery at home. Now's the time to treat yourself to a gift with real meaning. Wrap up a Chevy Equinox with over $6,800 below MSRP. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for details. This one is a gift for you that you won't want to return. Hey, our last caller this morning, we're going to get them a HouseSmarts Radio hat sponsored by Cobblestone Remodeling, Chicagoland's premier design build company for kitchens, baths, additions, siding, and windows. Maybe you're working remotely, don't have enough room. Let Cobblestone Remodeling create an ideal workspace in your home. Visit cobblestoneremodeling.com or call 773-661-0606. And we're going to send that hat out to David in Palos. Hey, David, you're on HouseSmarts Radio. Good morning.
Good morning, Lou. How are you?
Good. What's going on?
Explain to me, had this contractor come out, closed foam, closed cell and open cell foam spray insulation in my attic. They wanted to use a closed foam and spray it on the attic ceiling. I just don't understand. It's got to be a good idea.
Okay, so the real big difference with closed cell and open cell is its ability to pass through moisture. And so the idea, if they're going to... So you have insulation on the attic floor itself?
I have enough, but I could increase that. With the closed cell sprayed on the attic roof, I'm worried about those shingles, like, superheating in the summertime.
No, that's not what I'm worried about. I'm worried about moisture escaping from your heated space, entering the attic space, and then it won't be able to permeate out. It'll be directed through the fans. I'm not a... I am... Unless you're going to finish and condition the space, to me...
Nope.
The better use of insulation, like I mentioned with the lady before, add more insulation to the attic space, keep the heat in that heated space that you're paying for, and then make sure the ventilation in the attic space is there. If you trap it up top, now I trap moisture, and if the air becomes stagnant, it can be a mildew and mold issue up there. That has been my experience with trying to double insulate like that. You're better off, in my opinion, in my experience, adding more insulation on the attic side and then ventilating above that, because that will be a better use of the space as far as so that you're retaining more of that warm air down in the living space below. The closed cell, open cell has everything to do with the moisture being able to pass through. Less of an issue with the shingles having a problem down the line. Thanks so much for the phone call. I really do appreciate it. Don't forget, you can follow me on Instagram at HouseSmarts, and also subscribe to our YouTube channel, HouseSmarts TV. Got a lot of good content there that I think you'll find interesting. Thank you so much for listening, everybody. Have a great weekend. Always nice to be with Don and Joe, Bob Ferguson, and of course, producer extraordinaire Lindsay. We'll be back next week with more House Smarts Radio. Have a safe weekend, everybody. Thanks for listening.